2022 now. Wow, the 3rd of January in 22. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. You probably heard the big news. Marjorie Taylor Greene was booted off of Twitter yesterday. Wow, surprising. Twitter claims that MTG had 5 strikes against their COVID misinformation policy. The 5th strike in question, according to Twitter, was that MTG said that COVID vaccines have caused an extremely high number of deaths. MTG's 4th strike, by the way, was when she said last August that the vaccines were failing. Her 3rd strike was when she said that only the elderly and unhealthy are at serious risk from COVID, while children and healthy adults are largely unaffected. So both MTG's 3rd strike and her 4th strike were completely accurate. Her crime was just saying what was true before the press and these communists gave her permission to say it. So how long until even CNN has to admit that the 5th strike was accurate as well? But none of this is a surprise. We live in an age of censorship, and if you're willing to say anything that our elite rulers don't like, it's just a matter of time before you get censored. This isn't about facts or misinformation, it's about political power and control. If Twitter cared about stopping misinformation, they would take down all of the hysterical fear-mongering about our schools and our children. The data is in. It's unambiguous. Children basically don't get COVID. Basically, none of them die from it. But every day, Twitter lets lunatics use children to fear-monger and promote even more vaccine mandates. And it's not just Twitter, of course. It's YouTube, it's Facebook, it's our colleges and universities, and most of all, it's our media class, which are working in concert with one another to push propaganda and control the entire narrative. Case in point, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Dr. Fauci, has been a massive bestseller this fall. But there's been a near media blackout of the book. Do not criticize our God, Dr. Fauci. That's the narrative, and they'll defend it to the bitter end. No questions about Fauci's role in gain-of-function resource. No questions about his ridiculous lies about COVID and his tyrannical dystopian health proposals. And absolutely no questions about his role in the AIDS epidemic 35 years ago. Tony Lyons is RFK Jr.'s publisher. He's publicly challenging critics to find factual errors in the book. And he joins us now. There are no factual errors in the book. That's what you're attesting to. So what is this censorship? What is this blackout really all about? Big picture, plain words, what's going on?
Sure. This is a crazy historical moment. The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the best-selling book in America, but you won't read about it in any newspaper. No major newspaper has reviewed the book, and it's being censored in every conceivable way. So you can't find it in most privately owned bookstores. Even Barnes & Noble barely took any. Like I said, newspapers don't review it. Big tech platforms won't let you advertise for it. I mean, this is from every angle, they're telling the public that this is misinformation that they need to be protected from. So what's fascinating there is, how can they call this misinformation when this is a book that has 2,194 citations. It's got blurbs and was vetted by doctors and lawyers and scientists. It's got a blurb from a Nobel Prize winner. So this is an incredibly serious, meticulously researched book. And yet the government, Dr. Fauci, big tech, are all trying to prevent you from reading this book. And it has to make you wonder, why is that? I mean, what is so scary? What is so dangerous here? And what are they trying to hide? So if Dr. Fauci could answer some of the allegations in the book, he would do that. I mean, this is a book that's coming out and claiming that he has been corrupt for 50 years. So this is a democracy. A serious researcher and author and public figure is claiming that the most powerful public employee is corrupt and is doing things to harm the American public. And all of the newspapers are silent on those allegations, but they're going after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in every way that they can. So they're just putting out hit piece after hit piece, saying that he's crazy, that he's misinformed, that he's spouting out lies, all of those kinds of things. But none of those places are researching the allegations in the book.
Robert Malone is the inventor of the mRNA technology that's being used to deliver these shots that we refer to as bioweapons, because Marjorie Taylor Greene is right. They are causing an unprecedented amount of death in this country and around the world. The CDC's own vaccine adverse events reporting system just surpassed 1 million adverse events. And that number, as we know from a Harvard study, could be as high as 10 million or 100 million, rather, because what is it? Less than 1%, I believe it is, that are reported to this vaccine adverse VAERS system. Over three times the amount of people have been killed by these shots in less than a year than every previous vaccine combined. So when you say, and I believe that you're maybe being coy or trying to maybe censor a little bit here so that we aren't deplatformed, don't worry about that. But I think the answer to the question here of what are they trying to hide is intentional mass murder. I mean, how else do you really frame this? Let's call it what it is.
Definitely. I mean, if Dr. Fauci had answers to these questions, to the things that are brought up in this book, to these incredible allegations of corruption and of greed, then he would answer them. He would make them. He wouldn't claim that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is crazy. That's just a smokescreen. Clearly, if he could answer these things, he would answer them. So this is corruption for a specific reason, that they're trying to hide information to the American public and that they are not concerned with public health. What they're concerned with is return on investment. And it's just the worst possible kind of greed getting in the way of public health. And so all these people are being deplatformed, doctors and scientists and lawyers and all kinds of people who genuinely care about public health. And the people who don't care about public health can be in any newspaper that they want. They can get onto any TV show. And that's an incredible thing for that to happen in a democracy. I mean, it's really scary. And it's scary when you even listen to some of the off-the-cuff things that Dr. Fauci says. So Dr. Fauci says that his favorite movie is The Godfather. And his favorite line from that movie is, it's not personal, it's just business. And so what you can see here is that for him, this is just business. This is not about the lives and the welfare of Americans. This is about making money. And we have to fight that. And Robert Kennedy is out there fighting it. And he's fighting it in this book. And he's trying to get this information out for the sole purpose of helping people. And part of that is, you know, he isn't getting a penny for the book. He's donating all of his royalties. You know, that isn't true of any of the corrupt people who are discussed in this book.
How many citations in this book?
2,194.
2,194 citations in this fabulously, meticulously researched book, which is the best-selling book in America, despite the fact that there has been a complete media blackout. That tells you that people want to know what's in this book. And the reason why people want to know what's in this book is because they know the feeling that they have in their gut. They know that they can look at Israel, the most inoculated country on the face of the planet, and see that they have virtually the highest COVID infection rate. They know that statistically, data shows and proves that over 70% of hospitalized so-called COVID patients over the age of 65 are considered fully vaccinated, or they have at least two shots. And now I guess unless you have three or four or possibly a fifth to fight the Omicron variant, you're not considered fully vaccinated. And Tony Fauci says that you shouldn't kiss or hug anybody this past weekend on New Year's Eve. It's insanity. Everybody knows that in India, where there is virtually no COVID, there were virtually no shots given out. And instead, COVID pill packs were handed out that we are told included ivermectin, something that you can't talk about without being called a crazy conspiracy theorist who wants to swallow veterinary substances and horse dewormer paste, which is a Nobel Prize winning medicine, not because it saved the Kentucky Derby, but because it has saved and treated millions and millions of humans. Where are we? I mean, this to me appears to be, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here, Tony, this appears to me to be genocide exposed.
This is genocide And this is also, this is a moment, this is 1984 happening to us right in front of our eyes. I mean, we are at the moment where we can't trust what's in our newspapers. We can't trust what's in, on the television. And the people who are trying to bring us really well done, detailed research are being prevented by people who are not scientists, who are not doctors, who are not researchers. It's Twitter is deciding somehow in 5 minutes that an advertisement is spewing out disinformation.
And these people that are deciding this, these are not the arbiters of truth. These are not professionals. These aren't people who went to school for decades. These are not scientists. These are not microscopy experts. These are not doctors. None of the above. These are people that are hired and paid by the very people who stand to gain financially and with power and control if this narrative is allowed to continue. But the whole thing has blown up in their face. So, I mean, it's like we're at an end road here to me.
And part of what's really crazy is that Dr. Fauci can actually get on television and he can tell people that he represents science and that if you disagree with him, you disagree with science, and that investigative journalists will allow somebody to say those kinds of things on television. I mean, that is so different than what science really is.
Investigative journalists, what is that? Where did they go?
They're gone. I mean, they have disappeared from the landscape during this period, but it's been gradually coming to this over, you know, the last 10 years, maybe longer. So, you know, it is really crazy that they're not looking at any of these statements and that, you know, he represents science. I mean, science is complicated. It's messy. It requires all kinds of voices that have different opinions, different views about what's working. It's so clear that Dr. Fauci is favoring products that are patented, favoring products that his partners in big pharma can make lots of money on. So he's giving up public health. He's doing things that are leading to people's death, that are leading to deaths in America based on making more money. And that's what this book outlines. And if the book is wrong, he should come out and he should detail where it's wrong. He has an obligation to do that. He's a public figure, he's a public servant, and he has to come out and say, what's wrong with this book? Why is it okay that he can just say Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is disturbed rather than answer any of these questions? I mean, how can that be okay? Why are there not congressional hearings? And I believe that there will be at some point. And I believe that part of the promising thing here is that so many people are buying this book.
Well, you
and
say that
so,
this is
so many people.
You say that this is reminiscent of 1984. How long until we get to 1939?
Yeah, I mean, it is scary that so many people are afraid and that so many of the brave people just get deplatformed in all ways. They can lose their jobs. They lose their jobs as professors. They can't post on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. They lose all their followers because all of their life's work building up followers can just be taken from them in 30 seconds if they don't toe the line, if they disagree, even in small ways, with the narrative that's been laid out, which, like I said, and as is incredibly well detailed in this book, is just this vast array of financial entanglements. So that, once again, this is about making money. It's not about public health.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, although be it, I do not agree with a lot of the things that she does or says. She is a United States Congresswoman. It's pretty important that she's able to get her message out to the millions of people that chose to follow her. The same goes with Robert Malone, the inventor of this thing. Twitter is now saying that he's not qualified to speak on these injections. If not him, then who? And now RFK's book completely. Okay, so it's the best-selling book in America, despite the fact that it's been blackballed from everywhere. It's very similar to this program in nature. We've been banned from Facebook. We've been banned from YouTube. I have been deplatformed from Twitter. But yet still, we're the most viewed alternative source of information available in America and predominantly around the world right now. I mean, we're messing with big-time cable network billion-dollar budget-funded agencies and news media conglomerates that receive, by the way, a vast majority of that income from the very pharmaceutical companies that are intentionally rolling out poisonous, toxic lots intentionally and with purpose. Dr. Jane Ruby will be here in a minute to break that story here. I mean, there was a hack that was done into Tony Fauci's Moderna. Let's get this straight. Tony Fauci, Moderna is Tony Fauci. Let's just get this straight. And remdesivir, the thing that is causing renal failure in the hospitals as friends and family members are being kept away from their loved ones that are being filled with this poisonous, toxic, renal failure causing remdesivir. That is Tony Fauci's drug that was in an African Ebola trial and had to be removed out of the trial early because it caused so much carnage and death. And then the ventilators and the amount of money that's being paid to these healthcare providers that, let's not forget, are for-profit companies and businesses whose administrators' jobs are on the line if they operate in the black or the red. So, I mean, the whole thing is right out in front of us. So despite the fact that it's been blackballed and hidden and that RFK has been called crazy, we've had him here on the program. As you know, he's a very respected mind. Over 2,000 citations in this meticulously and accurately researched book. Tony Fauci will never have to answer to any of that. He knows that he's got a platform here. If he wants to come on this program and talk with me, I'd be more than happy to have him here so that he can answer to some of this stuff. But yet he, just like this administration or regime as we know it, shutting off the public commenting ability on their YouTube channel was one of the first orders of business when Biden allegedly took office. So we know that there's not transparency here. This is an oligarchy. This is a dictatorship. This is a communist takeover happening without a shot. Where can people get this book as it's been taken away from all these private sellers and everywhere else? I want everybody to get this thing. So where can they go get it?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way to get it is to download the ebook. You know, that you can get anywhere on the planet. And that you know, hasn't been shut down anywhere. And they can also buy it on Amazon, which has been guilty of censorship in certain cases, but not with this book. They've been the best vendor of it. You know, this is, like I said, this is a crazy time, but people are so tired of being told what to do, what to think, what to watch, what to read. And that's what's happening, I think, with your show. And that's what's happening with this book, that people are saying, this is a democracy and I'm willing to fight for my right to get information that's real.
The real Dr. Fauci, Robert F. Kennedy's book. Go get it right now. Download the ebook from any of those platforms. Tony Lyons, thank you so much for being here. It was a great conversation. You're welcome back here anytime.
Thanks so much for having me.
Conversations like that and about big tech and censorship and AI and all this other nonsense kind of makes you wonder, if it were 1990 and your internet provider was AOL, you've got mail. And everybody had dial-up modems, and nobody was running around with the information superhighway at their fingertips. Would anybody have ever even known about this set of symptoms being marketed and branded as a product called COVID-19 to push fear propaganda down the throat of the populace globally? Would anybody have ever even known? This autocracy is out of control, and now they're exposed. 2A was meant to protect us from a tyrannical government. I don't think I need to draw you a picture. It's 2022 now, and the picture is pretty clear. Get a gun, okay? Get a gun. Don't get caught slipping without a gun. If you have a gun, get more guns. If you have a handgun, get a shotgun and a rifle. If you have one or the other, get the other. If you don't have a gun, for God's sake, get a gun. GunsAmerica.com, they're one of the newest sponsors here on The Stu Peters Show. We're really happy to have them because they are the most trusted online platform. 1.2 million people, really smart people, belong to GunsAmerica.com because buying and selling guns has never been easier. Celebrating 25 years in business, GunsAmerica.com, again, the most trusted online platform for buying and selling, whether you're a dealer or a private party. And by the way, if you're a private party looking to make a gun transaction, any transaction within 50 miles of your home is absolutely free. Hunt 365. If you're a hunting enthusiast, 365 days a year, there's a place to hunt. You can find that at GunsAmerica.com, as well as experts in the field reviewing and breaking down different firearms. You're going to love GunsAmerica.com. Go there right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to GunsAmerica.com. Ghislaine Maxwell, she was convicted on 5 of 6 counts last month. And with that begins the desperate campaign to make everyone forget about the entire Epstein saga as quickly as possible. Already, Epstein's infamous black book of friends and contacts has been ordered sealed to protect the names listed within it. Was Epstein running a blackmail ring? Was he affiliated with U.S. intelligence, some other country's intelligence? It's a crucial question. And as is so often the case, it's a question that the press and, of course, law enforcement does not want answered. Kash Patel served in the Trump administration. He's been our top commentator on all the major trials recently, and he joins us now. So this is exactly as I predicted. Lock up Ghislaine Maxwell, throw away the key, gag order on everybody, seal up all the evidence, and the Clintons laugh all the way to the bank. I bet they had a really happy new year.
You know, I come on your show, but you do such a good job of summarizing it. I don't know what to say after your opening.
Yeah.
So,
How about this? How about this as a question, just straight up? Is there anybody inside of the FBI or the CIA that is willing to do the right thing and just be a leaker and come forward and tell the truth about this? Or is literally everybody inside of our federal law enforcement and intelligence gathering agencies just corrupt to the core?
Here's the problem. It's the same problem we had when I was in the Trump administration, right? Those people exist. Those people are like you and me. The problem is those people abide by the law and abide by their canon of ethics and don't go out there and leak classified information to bolster a political narrative. Now, the other side doesn't. They don't give a damn. And so they will recklessly leak as they wish. But the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is, as you summed up, it's a perfect, perfect intersection of political overreach, political influence in law enforcement, and an unbelievable ability of the media to forget one of the largest criminal enterprises and scandals in modern U.S. history.
So this is going to happen. It's going to be buried. It's going to be dead and forgotten. What do you think? Is Epstein really dead? I mean, I'm serious. With as many psyops as are running in this country right now, legitimately, there are millions of people who don't believe that he's dead.
No, he's dead. Look, as a former federal prosecutor and a public defender, one of the rare guys that did both of these sides of the cases in federal and state court, I have a unique experience in litigating these matters. And you know, look, I wish he wasn't dead. I wish he was alive. He's definitely dead. Here's the problem we have with Ghislaine Maxwell, right? You know, the press is starting to leak like small stories like, ooh, she's going to cooperate now. As a federal prosecutor, you don't go cooperate, get cooperation after conviction. You then slam the defendant to eons in prison.
Well, what about sentencing? I mean, they can hold that over her head, right?
No.
Maybe a little lighter sentencing for your cooperation in this matter.
Generally speaking, once there's a conviction, even before sentencing, as soon as you've been convicted, the reason that a federal prosecutor would go over to you and say, hey, I'll give you a lighter sentence if you want to cooperate, because they had the ability to cooperate all the way up until the verdict was announced. And then once that happens, then there is a lot less impetus from the government to say, okay, we'll still talk to you. So that I don't find unusual, that she was so, what's the right word, to Jeffrey Epstein, so loyal maybe, or willing to just go to the deathbed with his secrets. Is it happens. I've represented clients where I've beat them over the head and saying, you are going to go to prison for life. All you have to do is give the Fed this one name that I know. You just say it and you're good. And I've had clients that'll just be like, no.
So last night, Telegram, I told people that you were going to be coming on to talk Ghislaine Maxwell. Hey, is there anything you want me to ask Kash Patel? And so we're going to switch gears here a little bit. If you're okay with taking some questions on a different topic,
let's do it
directly from the viewers of this program. So did the military or U.S. intelligence agencies capture the vote from the November 2020 election? Does anybody have possession of the actual data that took place from the voting, from the machines in that election, presidential down ballot or otherwise?
So the military wouldn't have it. They just don't have the access or even the legal mandate to go get it. And the intelligence community would only have those intersections of the vote that were interfered with by foreign influencers like Russia and China. So they just literally don't have the ability to do that. The only entity in federal government that has the entity to tabulate votes is the Department of Homeland Security. And they can only do so at a national level. So they might have something, but I have not worked with DHS and I'm not sure what they've put out in recent time.
Clearly there was rampant fraud. And so somebody's going to have to be held accountable. I can't believe in Arizona Brnovich still hasn't arrested anybody. So that question was from Eliza Freedom, and I should give Eliza some credit for that. Destiny has a follow-up question to that I think is really important. Who is stonewalling the Fix 2020 movement?
The Fix 2020 movement? The midterm thing?
Getting the election right. Restoring election integrity.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, how much time do you have? Let's start at this current administration. President Biden, his attorney general, his Department of Homeland Secretary, the fact that the Democrats have the House and the Senate in terms of gavels. They have all three branches of government. So it's not hard to stonewall any specific matter, especially when you can't have, I mean, just picture this, dude. Imagine if you had a guy like Devin Nunes willing to conduct constitutional oversight like we did in Russiagate over the election. You'd be seeing things. But what you have is Adam Schiff. Now, that's just in the legislative branch. What you have in the executive branch is you have Attorney General Gardner. And what does he want to do? Anything that President Biden wants him to do. And so, unfortunately, the top is so tainted by the Democratic political leadership that we can't get the oversight that we need and the answers that she wants. We can in 10 months' time if we win the midterms.
All right. The final question comes from Ange V, and we're going to put it on the screen here. Concerning Ghislaine Maxwell, how is it that our, quote, justice system is not re-victimizing the victims by not allowing the names of all the sexual deviants out to the public for deserved public scrutiny and shame like they deserve? Isn't that our justice system caring more about the criminals than the victims in the long run?
I totally agree with her. I would be on the front lines trying to get the names of the assaulters out to the public because the public has a right to know. And as she put, because the victims needed their day in court. And just because Ghislaine Maxwell got convicted, that wasn't their entire day in court. They should be able to see and read out the names of everyone that abused them due to Epstein and Maxwell's criminal enterprise going back decades, including and if it involves Prince Andrew. And at least that case is moving. I don't know if you've been tracking it, but we might actually get somewhere on that one.
Well, you know, I mean, this Epstein had an entire island. And on this entire island, only one thing was really occurring there. And we know what that one thing was. It was the exploitation and the rape of kids. These kids were sex slaves to adults. I mean, it's disgusting. The people that went to that island, I mean, all should be investigated. So my question from here, for me, is there is such a wide variety of people that are on those flight logs going to that place, spending a whole lot of time on that island. Do you believe, other than Ghislaine Maxwell, that anybody will ever be investigated, charged, prosecuted, or convicted for being involved? Because you know that there are victims out there that are ready to come forward, willing to come forward. If the justice system will show them that they're going to be taken care of and this is going to be followed up on and that these people will get the just desserts that they have coming to them.
I mean,